that was one of the original jingles when the KIOA good guys were around. And boy, we're so happy. I'm so happy today. I'll tell you what, this has made my fair already. In walks, first of all, Dick Vance, who was the instrumental in getting the old youngster in the radio back in about 1922. And he hired me first at KSO. But before that, we went out to the Val Air one Thursday night. They had a KIOA sock hop out there. And they had a disc jockey contest, and luckily I won. And Frosty Mitchell was the MC. And Frosty Mitchell and Dick Vance are two of the legends of rock and roll radio here in Des Moines. And when you say the old youngster's a legend, these guys are the true legends. On my right, if you're looking toward the radio, is Frosty Mitchell. How you doing, Frosty?
Dick, it's just great to be back on KIOA. We were AM only at that particular time way back then. Obviously, as you pointed out, I was the MC, not the judge of the talent contest, or Vance would have never heard of you.
See? I knew he was going to zing me right off the bat. And, well, the next day, don't give him any more. Okay. But the next day, you interviewed me on KIOA, and I was thrilled. I was an East High junior or something. And you never offered me a job. So I went over to Dick Vance, and Dick said he needed somebody weak, and so he brought me on. How you doing, Richard?
Great, and it's a privilege for me to be on KIOA. I was never good enough to get a job on KIOA. I always had to go to the other station and kind of followed Frosty around. From the Val Air to walking for the March of Dimes. He really set the pace around there, but I told him one time when he had his twin girls, I sent him a telegram. I said, "Congratulations, Frosty. That's the first original thing you've ever done." And we've had a great relationship all these years.
I'll tell you what, I just used to sit back as a young teenager at East High and listen to all the guys on KIOA and KSO. There was Vance and Gordy Dodge and so many others at KSO. And then at that time, the good guys consisted. When you first got into radio at KIOA, you had, who were some of the guys that these people will remember?
Well, actually, the original, and a fellow that passed away in the last year, was the late Don Bell. That was the credo, move with Don Bell from KRMT to the new KIOA. And he was the leader. Then, of course, a talent that just came out of left field was a guy named Don McKinnon. Yeah. Don was killed out in Laguna Beach, California, in an auto accident. A tremendous talent. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Doug McKinnon, who was his brother. Ed Montre was another Ed Montre. And, of course, we had Ray Carney in the Mobile News number one and Don Hughes in the news, if you remember some of those people.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I remember one newscast that I think Don, who was it? He also died. He worked in Cleveland, and he was your news director, and he used to do like KIOA Bannerline News or
Doc Lemon.
Yes. He said one day they had some glider that went down in town, and I remember the headline. He says, "When you're flying your glider, fly it a little wider." Doc Lemon, remember?
Yes. We had other news people. Bob Betts, he's passed away. The late Bob Burlingame was also one of our news people. Yeah. But we were just workers in the vineyard. Now, over Vance was the morning mayor of Des Moines.
Yeah, over KSO.
Daddy-o of the radio.
That's right.
Yeah,
man,
you bet. And so we were just peons working along there. But the morning mayor was on the other side.
Yeah, I mean, that was a war back in those days. And still kind of a war now, but of course we're the United States part of it. We win it all.
We were low budget. We played the top 40 at KSO. They could afford the top 50.
Yeah, well, we had a few extra bucks. You know, records were only about 89 cents.
We could only afford 20 records. So we were top 20.
All right, you guys, don't start punching out each other now. No, I'll tell you what, it has just been a thrill to see both of you and have you on my show. But as nowadays radio goes, we don't have a whole lot of time to spend with you. And I could talk to you guys for 25 hours. All I can say is that I love you both. And because of you two guys, I've had 41 years of pure hell.